Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
We're going to talk about drugs now, and specifically cocaine use in Ireland. It's extremely prevalent and available in all parts of the countries we've covered in this programme before. The latest statistics show that nearly 4 in 10 people in drug treatment centres require help with cocaine addiction. Cocaine is being shipped into Ireland and other European countries from South America and distributed by criminal gangs that are capitalising on the boom for the drug nationwide. But how do we quantify cocaine use in Ireland? Well, Dr. Sean McDermott from the School of Chemical and Biopharmaceutical Sciences at TU Dublin has come up with a way, and that's by analysing wastewater samples, and he started with his team in Kildare. Dr. McDermott, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much, Cormac. Thanks for having me on.
Tell me what you did here, Sean.
Well, basically, as you said, the rise in consumption of cocaine in Ireland is generally accepted as a problem, and it's no surprise. As recent as yesterday, we see 7.2 million of cocaine seized in Rosslare. But if you think on the other side of it, we know what gets seized, but what gets through gets consumed. And how do we know what gets consumed? And when it's consumed, it's broken down in the body. Mm-hmm. It's broken down in the body and it's excreted. And it's excreted as a metabolite, a breakdown product. BZD, but we don't need to know about that. But essentially, we see a breakdown product of cocaine appearing in the wastewater.
Okay.
So by looking at the wastewater, we can work back to see how much cocaine is in use in society.
Can you really? So you've done this pilot test in County Kildare.
Yeah.
Talk me through that, actually. What have you done there?
Okay, what we do is we analyse a sample of, say, a half a litre of water and work out the amount of cocaine in that water sample by chemical analysis, by trapping it and analysing the water afterwards. And then we get an estimate of the amount of water passing through the wastewater treatment plants per second, per minute, per hour, per day. And then we get an estimate of the number of people in the catchment area for that wastewater treatment plant. So by multiplying various factors involved, you end up with a figure for the international unit of comparison is the milligrams of cocaine per 1,000 people per day.
Okay.
That's the international unit of comparison.
So you're able to say, by God, this level in this instance, County Kildare, is way higher than a comparable urban area in the UK or in Denmark or in the Netherlands or wherever the case may be. Is that it?
Exactly. For example, if you take it that some place like Athens has a figure of in the order of 137 milligrams per 1,000 per day, our figure was 100, I'd say. It's a ballpark and it's a guesstimate. It's early days of the pilot. But if you take it that our figure is in around 100 milligrams per 1,000 per day. But if you take it Amsterdam is 1,000 milligrams per 1,000 per day. So it's 10 times greater than our finding, which is not a surprise, I suppose, given the locations are rural or semi-rural, if you like, County Kildare versus a strong urban district such as Amsterdam.
So after the Olympics and talk of drug tests with athletes and so on, it's almost like a drug test, isn't it, for an entire community?
Exactly. If you like, if you go to the doctor, he'll do a test and he'll see whether your blood sugar is up or your cholesterol is up by looking at your urine. It's really multiplying that by magnitudes of thousands, if you like.
Yeah. Could this be expanded then, Sean, across the community, across the country, I mean?
Obviously, it could. We're talking about a pilot study here, but the beauty of this would be that you could make comparisons from place to place, from time to time, whether you're comparing weekends with weekdays, whether you're talking about summertime. And in some places in other countries, they look at even festivals, say, I'm not naming any festival.
Yeah, no,
we have
know,
a festival
yeah.
coming up,
yeah.
you know. But the drug consumption can sometimes increase and be seen in the water levels can be higher in certain places as a result of things like festivals or events.
And it's pretty real time, isn't it? How quickly does it go through the system if you ingest cocaine?
You're talking about days, hours, but the days, by the time it gets to the wastewater treatment plant, if you like,
yeah.
from consumption to being received or inspected or analysed at the wastewater treatment plant.
Okay. How difficult was it to do the study?
It was the initial part was to set up the actual, if you like, the validation of the instrumentation and the actual separation of the minute amount of drug that's present in the water. I mean, you're talking about 200, you know, half a litre to start off with of the water, but that only contains a tiny, tiny amount of cocaine. It's only when you multiply it up by the number of litres per day that you end up with the amount of the value that we have come up with. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of work, and this was a collaboration between TU Dublin, Forensic Science Ireland, and Inishkeeran. I myself worked in Forensic Science Ireland for 36 years, so I was familiar with the analysis, drug analysis and cocaine analysis from the other side, if you like, from the seizure point of view. But I wasn't so much familiar with it from the analysis from the wastewater point of view.
Which you've got a perfect insight then on both sides of the conundrum. You say the prelim analysis shows 100 milligrams per 1,000 people per day. That's what the study in Kildare showed.
Is this a bit of a
wake-up call? Do we need to heed this, Sean?
Well, I think I think the wake-up call has come from many other sources, in terms of community activists and people working on the ground who know the cocaine use is prevalent and it's getting worse, I suppose, in some ways. But I think in terms of the when we put numbers on it, we have some data in terms of seizures, and they're excellent in the, let's say, Garda Síochána and customs are excellent at. But what gets through doesn't always get measured, if you like. And this is an example of how to measure that. We also have, say, social studies about people saying their drug consumption surveys. But again, they can be people saying, you know, they can lie, if you like, in surveys. People, yeah, you know, yeah. they can exaggerate or underestimate what they've said.
There's no lying here. There's no lying here.
This is exactly the science doesn't lie. The chemistry doesn't lie.
Well, look, it is absolutely fascinating, I must say. And whenever we talk about cocaine use or drug use in Ireland, we do get texts about the prevalence and the damage and the destructive change in behaviour that it all causes. So it's fascinating to talk to you, Dr. Sean McDermott of TU Dublin. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme. 51551 for your text on that or any other issue.